This past summer, summer 2018, I was really frustrated because I'd lost the baby. I realized that the illness had progressed and that pain had progressed and was worse and more widespread throughout my body, only on the left side, the side of the implant. And I was Googling my symptoms myself, doing exactly what doctors tell you not to do, searching for some answers. And in my Google search, a YouTube video popped up. I couldn't even tell you who it is anymore, but it was some woman that was giving her testimony about breast implant illness, and she recommended checking out this specific Facebook group called Breast Implant Illness Healing by Nicole. And I joined that, and there were thousands and thousands. I think around that time, maybe 40,000 women were in it, so like this would be July 2018. And they were telling my story: reactivated Epstein-Barr, chronic muscle spasms, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia-type symptoms, hair loss, vision changes, hearing changes, everything that had happened to me, all these bizarre things.